Welcome to a world seen through a new set of eyes. Unblinking and mysterious. Where the beautiful and the savage live side by side. Where time pulses to an untamed heart. Where secrets reveal themselves. Journeys lead to knowledge. And passion lights the way.
Welcome to podcast number 3, brought to you by ntprt.org. We encourage you to visit our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/ntprt. My name is Mark, I'm here with Suzanne, and today we're going to briefly touch on orbs, what they are, how to identify them, and so on. Suzanne?
Orbs. We've been doing a little bit of research on some orbs because we've got quite a few pictures with orbs in them, and this prompted us to do a little bit more skeptical research on them. Orbs are said to be balls of transparent light. This much we know. But then I found something a little more interesting that says that orbs are really being transferred from a source like power lines, heat energy, people, so that the spirits can manifest themselves. I thought that was pretty interesting because I've heard quite a bit of controversial research and people discussing, saying the same thing, that the orbs themselves are not the actual ghost or the actual spirit itself, but kind of like a transport vehicle. And because if it's a transport vehicle, more than one spirit can be within an orb, and therefore you get a variation of sizes in your orbs. I thought that was pretty interesting too. We have seen orbs in pictures. This brings us to be very skeptical, because how many times have you taken a picture and you've seen those little spheres all in them? Everybody would be freaking out saying they've got ghosts everywhere, when in actuality, you've got to look at your environmental factors. Your environmental factors themselves can cause the orbs. Your dust particles, your water vapors, and even little buggies floating around. And Mark has an interesting story to tell us about when we went on Fort Richardson hunt. Go ahead, Mark.
At Fort Richardson, it was actually the whole job was filmed outside, and we have video footage, we have a lot of still photos taken with the digital cameras, but one thing that really stood out at Fort Richardson were the amount of mosquitoes in the environment. There was a small body of water just north of where we were at, and the mosquito population was incredibly high. What that did to all of our photos and a lot of our video footage was put orbs everywhere, and a lot of those pictures were almost to the unusable state because of that. You know, if you were just looking at them and didn't know about the environment, you might believe that, wow, yeah, there's all kinds of energies out there. Not true. The mosquitoes were definitely showing up, and it was amazing that they made perfect round, you know, patterns on the photos. But many bugs can do that. Moths, butterflies, anything that the flash will reflect off of can create an orb. So if you're in an outdoor environment, that's definitely something to look for. Inside, it can be dust. It can be water particles inside also. You know, it's primarily dust inside, I would think. Even pet fur can cause some type of reflection that could make it look like an orb.
The Fort Richardson job also, we thought we had some really good orbs around in the back by the hospital. It was their mortuary, and we thought when we got the pictures developed, we were all excited, and then it ended up, it was mostly bugs, and that picture was disappointing to me because I really thought we had some good orbs, and there were a couple of spots that I felt were distinguishable orbs, but like Mark said, we had to discredit the entire photo because there was so much interference with the other little buggies cruising around. You can't have something like that and be credible. Going back to orbs a little bit more, one thing also is that we have a video libraries on our main page. You can go to video libraries, and there are some videos there about different orbs that were seen. One of them was in Colorado in the Black Forest up there, and it was a huge orb. And if you look at the video real closely, I want to see how many people see the same thing that I do. On the very bottom of it, should I tell them what I think I see?
Sure.
All right. at the very bottom of it, it looks like you might be able to see some legs. And so I think it's a credible video, but that kind of made me a little skeptic. So I want people to go look at that video, and I want to see if you see the same thing I'm seeing, or if maybe it's just an interference from the trace that's going on with the orb. But it's a huge orb, and it's at the very end of the video, and it's the very last video called Orbs, down at the bottom. I want to thank everybody for joining us this evening, and we hope to bring you some more podcasts that are quite informative. Please leave us comment on our groups page or our MySpace page or our ntprt.org page.